问。
You ask, we answer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to 请问 My name is Liliana.
大家好，我是康妮。
Hey, I'm John.
And today we have a really interesting show, actually. It can be very confusing talking about others or any other or...
The other.
Yes, so that's what we're going to do today, but in Chinese, right?
And it also may be comforting to know that when Chinese people study English, they have a hard time with other, the other, the others, another.Right, Connie?
很难很难
Yeah, okay. Because、these different words, they don't match up quite as neatly as we would have liked.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, Connie, so tell us, what are the words we're going to look into today?
今天我们要看三个。
Okay, three words. Which、mm-hmm. are?
他们是别的、其他的、还有另外的。
So...Other, other, and other. Or other.
Yeah, it's not as simple as just translating.
I know.
So you've probably heard these terms, and you might be a little bit confused as to when you should use one, you should not use another. Okay, so we're going to get into all that. So, Connie's analysis. It starts with a comparison of which two, Connie?
别的和其他的。
Okay, now before we get into too many specifics, I should mention that these two are largely the same.
意思差不多。
Yeah, every now and then you get a Chinese teacher that has some elaborate scheme for distinguishing between 别的 and 其他的 But you have an equal number of Chinese teachers that tell you they're the same. And、we believe they're basically the same. So we're just going to go over a few tiny differences.
首先其他的比较正式一点
Okay, so 其他的 is a little bit more formal.、it doesn't mean you can't use it in your spoken Chinese, but it does mean that you're much more often to see it in writing.
对
Yeah, especially if you're like filling out a form, you know,
yeah,
when they ask you for
surveys,
exactly. Do you prefer this or this or something else or other? Yes.
Yeah. Or like on a pie chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that 2% that's left over is 其他.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so formal stuff. All right, so what's the next point, Connie?
还有别的这个的不可以省略,除了在别人这里。
Okay, so the 的 at the end of 别的.You don't want to drop that in most cases.、it would be wrong if you drop it. There are a few exceptions like 别人, meaning other people,、and some other which are even less common. But for the most part, don't drop the 的 in 别的.
Okay, so they come together. They're a package, combo.
Yeah, think of it as one word.
Okay.
You can think of 别人 as another word.
But that's not the same case with 其他的, right?
Yeah, so Connie, what's the deal?、
其他的这个的可以加也可以不加。
So you can drop it or you cannot drop it. It's like with whatever you want, right?
So to be clear, we can say 其他人 and we can also say
其他的人
Okay.
Or other countries.
其他国家或者是其他的国家
Okay, so this comparison between 别的 and 其他的、this refers to the English words other or others, right?
对
Okay, so let's give some examples.
比如说,你还有别的办法吗?
Do you have any other way? And here you can use both, right?
对。
Okay, so 别的办法 or 其他的办法, both correct, right?
都可以。
Okay, but this pattern, this sentence pattern, I think is really useful, right? So we could take this 办法 and we could change it to something else, right?
可以。
So for example, do you have other drinks?
你还有别的饮料吗?
Right, anytime you're shopping and, you know, they offer you a selection and it's not enough,、you can even drop the noun altogether and just say,
还有别的吗?
Right, so super useful for shopping.
Yes, or also when you're ordering, right?
Right, like in a restaurant.
Like in a restaurant. And you, for example, they ask you, do you want another dish?
And you might want to see the other menu, like the dessert menu.
Yes, so how would you say that?
还有别的菜单吗?
All right, great. And、speaking of shopping,、there's another sentence Connie has, which is related, right?
那是我不太喜欢这个。我们再看看别的吧。
This is a good shopping technique, actually.
Yeah, so I don't really like this one. Let's go look at some others.
Yeah, I have actually said that, but I really like what I'm looking at. But I just say that so they're like, oh, no. Come on, we'll give you cheaper.
Yeah, it's a tactic.
Yes, it is.
Can you repeat that last part, Connie, the key part?
我们再看看别的吧。
What about if you really like it and you just want that one, right? You don't want any other, for example.
这个时候你可以说我只喜欢这个,不要别的。
I only like this one. I don't want any other.
All right, so getting away from shopping, let's say we're talking to people about what country they've been to, and maybe they haven't been to any other country besides the one they're in.
我从来没去过别的国家。
Okay, so I've never been to any other country. All right, any other situations you have up your sleeve, Connie?
当然有。
Okay, what?
John 有女朋友了，可是他还要跟别的女人约会。
Okay, the translation would be, Lily has a boyfriend, but she still wants to have dates with other guys.
不对。
Very good translation, that one.
She's telling you, 不对, that was you. Okay, what about you're referring to other people? Can you give us an example, Connie?
Yeah, let's switch up the vocab here. We're saying 别的,别的,别的, but you can also say 其他 or 其他的, right?
比如说,我是我,我不要跟其他人一样。
I am me.I don't want to be the same as other people.
All right, that's a good one. And now we'll finish it off with another food-related one. How about that?
我喜欢吃牛肉,不喜欢吃其他的肉。
Okay, so I think this is pretty easy, right? You can use both, okay?
Yeah, and so in English, it comes across as other or others, right? 其他,别的。
Okay, but let's get to another example, right? Which is
另外的。
Okay.
Okay, now we should tell you that 另外的does overlap a little bit with 别的 and 其他的 but if I were you, I wouldn't try to focus on how it overlaps. I would focus on how it's different because it does have some different uses which correspond to, in English, the word another or the other. Okay, both of these, which we distinguish very clearly in English, but Chinese uses the same word for. So the pattern here, Connie, what's the pattern?
是另外的加数量词再加名词。
Okay, so that means you take 另外的 and then you add a number and then you add a measure word.
对。
So you have an example of this, right?
这个给你,另外一个给他。
I'll give you this one and I'll give him another one.
Okay, so another, 另外一个。Okay, so another case of using another, you might say, I'm looking for another person.
我要找另外一个人。
Okay, and what about if you want to say, I'm looking for another job?
我要找另外一个工作。
Okay, and maybe with a different measure word, let's take another taxi.
我们坐另外一辆出租车吧。
Okay, so now we're going to cross over into where 另外 is also the other. So what's our sentence there?
我只认识一个人。另外两个人我不认识。
I only know one person. I don't know the other two people.
All right, so let's take a look at what's going on here. We're talking about three people, right? So I only know one. I don't know the other two. So you have a clearly defined scope, right? One person, and then you jump over to the other two.
So you're jumping out in a way, right?
Yeah, that why, right? So you have a clearly defined scope, and then you refer to the other. So to give another simple example, why don't we talk about houses?You have an example, right?
Yes, for example, you can say, I have two houses. One is in the city, and the other one, it's at the beach.
我有两个房子,一个在市区,另外一个在海边。
Okay, so you're saying that there's one house, right? You're parting from one part, and then you're going out to the beach, to the other one, right?
Right, so one, and then the other.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you were to add on to that, but I also want another house.
我还要另外一个房子。
So originally we're talking about two, one, and then jumping over to the other. And now we're jumping even outside of that. 另外一个, one that we haven't even mentioned.
Okay, what about, Connie? I have two jobs. One is as a translator. The other one is as a TV show host.
我有两个工作。一个是翻译。另外一个是电视主持人。
That's me. No, that's not me.
And she's still looking for another job.
I am always working hard.
她还要找另外一个工作。
That's right.
Okay, so you see how in English we use two separate terms, but in Chinese they both work. Before we finish, though, I want to mention one other thing about 另外. All right? This 另外 that we're teaching today, it comes before nouns, right? But 另外 can also have some other roles. Sometimes it appears...as an adverb, right, before a verb.
对。
So what's an example of that, Connie?
加牛肉要另外加钱。
Okay, so to add beef there's an additional fee, right? You additionally have to add money, right?
对。
另外加钱。All right, we're not going to go into that too much. And then the third usage is as a conjunction, and that means in addition. So you say blah, 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 and then...
另外 blah, blah, blah.
There you go. All right, so we know this can be a little confusing. A lot of it is in the translation. Don't get hung up on that. Just get out there and practice, and the more you hear them, the clearer it will become.
That's right. And if you have any other questions, just come to ChinesePod.com. We'll see you next time.
如果你有别的问题，也可以告诉我们。我们下次再见。
再见。
Bye.